There's no updates on interviews. We won't give that till we have to on Thursday.
What sort of progress have Bunkley and Marcus Thomas been making over the last couple weeks?
You know, really good. Our medical people feel good about the progress, and when they clear them to play and practice, they'll be out there.
Did it help getting an extra day this week, you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's a big stretch, Thursday to Monday, a bigger stretch than I'm accustomed to, but I've done it before, and you know, we'll start it up tomorrow.
What was it like having to watch that Raiders film from last year? I know you weren't here, but it was probably...
Well, I don't think we ever made it to 250, and I don't think we ever held them to less than 500, so it wasn't easy to look at.
Knowing that those were a lot of the guys that you were going to be inheriting, was it... What did you see from those two games? I think it was 592.
Well, that's why they call it last year, because, you know, now this is this year. And, you know, I think, you know, everybody's starting 0-0. It's obvious it's going to be a big game. It's a division game, a conference game. And it's the first game.
Why do you think this year's different?
Well, I think because it is. This is 2011, and last year was 2010.
What has Elway told you about the Broncos-Raiders rivalry? I mean, he played in a lot of them, and it maybe hasn't been quite as intense last couple of years around here, but I'm sure Elway maybe has a different perspective on it.
Well, again, I think anytime you've participated on a team and you understand a division rivalry, I've been in some, you know, big divisions, including the AFC West, so both with San Diego and Oakland. So it's, you know, I think everybody in the building understands what that rivalry is.
Is it easy to see the difference in intensity the players are into a little bit more for this, obviously, than Arizona preseason game?
You definitely see the things kick up a notch, you know, when you get from preseason to the regular season. I mean, that's true every year and no different this year.
John, how much of those games last year do you use as motivation, or do you use them as motivation this week?
You know, having not been here, you know, I think, you know, it's not all that motivating for me as it is, I think, for the players. And, you know, again, it's Monday night. There's a lot of pluses to it, but, you know, they've got the same motivation.
Do you like the opening up on that stage? Everybody's seen John Fox's Broncos for the first time.
You know, it's you're on stage every time you strap it up. So it's you know, it's kind of neat that it's opening weekend and it's the last game of opening weekend. So you know, we're excited for that.
What does Tony?
Things that's been a big storyline is the run defense, obviously, all offseason since you took over. The Raiders games were a worst-case scenario in that department. What have you seen this summer? Is it schematically, personnel-wise, that gives you hope that this is going to improve greatly moving forward?
Well, yeah, that's something that we've stressed, you know, and emphasized all through camp, you know, through the preseason games. I think it's something where, you know, you get what you emphasize. And this is our first regular season opportunity against a very talented run offense. It was a year ago. They've got a great stable of backs and, you know, real talented group, both speed and size. And, you know, they roll all three looks at you. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great test for us, for sure, to start off the season.
Can you gauge tackling after having as much, you know, limited contact in, you know, the preseason, as far as the, you know, tackling in the run game? And
well, those guys wouldn't tell you it's limited contact in the preseason because it's live football. But, you know, I thought, you know, we did pretty well in the preseason. And, you know, now we've got to parlay that into the regular season and, you know, against a very good run offense.
What do you think the difference is between teams that can convert on third down and can't convert on third down?
Well, that's moving the chains, and it's keeping the other team from scoring if you've got the ball. So, you know, ball control, time of possession, those are all important things. You know, still at the end of the day, who has the most points? But it does typically prolong drives and give you an opportunity to get points.
Is there anything about attitude with that?
Well, I think it's all about attitude. You know, it's a competitive game, you know, that you're competing against the best in the world.
I'm sure you've coached against him a lot of times in your career, but Peyton Manning officially has been ruled out for this week. What are you kind of, what you think of that? This is pretty an epic streak that's breaking right now.
Well, I think you know, I have a whole lot of respect for Peyton. I've got my own worries this week, so and we don't play them, so leave it at that.
What is that? What do you guys see in Tony Hills to maybe?
Well, he's big. I mean, he's you know, he's got good position flexibility. He plays, you know, he's played all spots. You know, he's probably a little more conducive to right tackle in that he's really big, and that was why we made the move.
A little stunning. It's the 10th anniversary of 9/11 coming up.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was in New York in 9/11. Actually, we just got done playing the Broncos when we flew back. So, it's pretty amazing. That's been 10 years, and you know, it's something that's kind of etched in your mind forever. If you were in New York during those times, I think that's probably true with everybody.
John, a lot is made of Elvis's pass rush, and but what do you see as his run game abilities?
You know, he's worked very hard this offseason, you know, lockout or no lockout. He put a lot of time into it. He gained weight, gained strength. He's always been a very good leverage player. Even though he might be a little bit shorter in stature, he has very long arms, so he can disengage on blocks, and that's why he's been a very productive player. And, you know, I think he's probably his biggest improvement has been versus the run.
John, with a couple of rookies in your starting lineup, do you need to calm them down perhaps Monday night?
Well, you know, it's not going to be their absolute first time under the lights. So we've had, four night games in the preseason, and, hopefully they'll learn from that experience.